Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the junior senator from the great state of Nevada, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is U.S. Senator Dean Heller of Carson City. We're going to be talking about the Affordable Health Care Act.
And it's all on the brand new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program United States Senator Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you on the program.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
I was interested in reading articles from Southern Nevada about your meetings on Obamacare, and one of the things that you said was that you're not looking at repeal now.
Well, I'm pragmatic. I'm looking at the reality of the situation, even if Republicans were to take control of the Senate through this cycle, and you controlled both houses, by the time it get to the White House, you'd veto it. I think there's room for improvement, but boy, they're pushing back so hard. I don't think the reality of the situation is we have a law now that I don't like, we're going to have to work with it and try to make it better, or hopefully make it better, or at least walk Nevadans through it and the rest of America through a bad law. So
one of the things, you know, the story really highlighted all the negative comments you were getting. Were there any positive comments you were getting about this?
Yeah, I started process yesterday in Las Vegas, and as you know, we did it here in Reno also. Made you stand out in the snow, I think, through that meeting. But needless to say, we started out by saying, I want to know positives and I want to know the negatives. This isn't a meeting to bash Obamacare. There's some good things in there. And that was mentioned in some of those articles about children up to the age of 26, preconditioned situations that individuals may have. So there's some good things in that law. But, you know, we have a law on the table. How are we going to make it better? And it ended up being pretty negative, no doubt. I didn't want to focus just on the negative. I wanted to get some positives.
Do you think think that there is the will in the Congress, or at least in the United States Senate, for both sides to come together and start working through these problems? Because any bill this large, like Social Security or Medicare, I'm sure that there were all kinds of similar problems that had to be fixed
along
the way.
Right, of course, of course.
So what would be some of the ones that are at the top of your list?
Well, I think it would have to become more extreme. In other words, I don't see it happening this year. In other words, I think the sticker shock is going to come at the end of this year when more people are dropped from their health care, and they're going to find out now you've got to get into the system, and by the way, it's going to cost you $250, $300, and if you have a family, it's going to be even higher. That sticker shock, I think, is going to be hopefully become a reality to both sides, and that they'll sit down, you know, like I did on unemployment insurance, work with the other side and try to come to a solution and some common ground to make this bill work. Right now, it's just not working. I mean, Nevada is a pretty good example. We've got 25,000 people who've lost their health care, and we only have 11, 12, 13,000 that have actually paid on the exchange itself. That's a 2-to-1 margin. That's not a good ratio.
Senator, maybe taking a step further, one of your former political rivals, Sharon Engel, filed a position, petitioned to outlaw health insurance exchanges in Nevada. What do you think about this move?
Well,
does it have any legs?
I'm a pragmatic, a little realist here, and I understand that it's the law of the land. I mean, I voted against this law, you know, when it was 1,000 pages, when it was 2,000 pages, when it was 2,500 pages. It's a bad piece of legislation, but if we think that that's going to change anytime soon, we're going to have to change the White House before we see any real changes in this particular law.
One of the things you're saying here, is that there is a reality that this law is in place.
Right.
That people are going to have to pay for it, just like they do in other countries where you have some kind of national health system. So, I mean, we can't give it to everybody for free, and previously we were all paying for the cost of the uninsured by paying higher prices when we go into emergency rooms, et cetera. So, is it just because I know that even in Nevada there's a huge ongoing campaign to tell people about Obamacare and what they should be doing and how to get signed up, et cetera. So, you know, there's going to be a reality that the public is just going to have to deal with the fact that they can't just pay the fines forever, because those fines are going to be huge.
Yeah, they're going to increase. They're going to increase. The beginning of this, and I think everybody was in agreement a number of years ago, that we have 30 million Americans that don't have health care. And what are we going to do to help them? And as you mentioned, Sam, the emergency rooms took the brunt of those 30 million Americans that would walk into their emergency rooms. And they said, hey, we're practicing socialized medicine already. So the key is let's just figure out how 30 million Americans can get access to health care, affordable health care. And so what we did is we told the other 70% of America, you're going to have to change your health care so that we can get the other 30% health care. And that just wasn't right. I think there were other ways of approaching this, ways that I think that more of a market-based solution that could have helped it. And people like it and people don't like it, but the reality is first of all, there's no tort reform. There's no tort reform in this process. If you want to decrease the cost of health care by 15-20%, you know, put some real solid tort reform into this process, and we can get rid of some of this frivolous medical services that we're receiving across the country, because they're so afraid that these providers are so afraid of getting sued whenever they turn around. So the fact that Obamacare didn't include tort reform, to me, just I thought was a sorry state. But needless to say, there's a number of things that we can get more competition, getting groups together, and going across state lines, so on and so forth. But there's a lot of provisions out there, and I have the STAR Act that does all that, that I think that could have provided health care for the 30 million Americans that didn't have it. Why are we changing everybody's health care, so that 10% that didn't have access can now have access? There has to be a better way of doing this to make sure that they have access.
But as you say, you are pragmatic. The law is passed. Now we've got to deal with how to fix it. Let's take a break. More with Senator Dean Heller when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller.
Senator, you recently voted with Democrats on a bipartisan deal that would have extended emergency jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. Of course, Nevada unemployment is still a big problem with 9% unemployment, which you noted on, I think, on national television. I want to take you back to 2010. Maybe you've evolved on this issue because
I knew you couldn't go through that section without mentioning this.
In 2010, in Elko, which had good, which wasn't really impacted by the recession in Nevada like other places, you were talking about extending unemployment jobless benefits, and you said, "Is the government now creating hobos?" It seems like you've kind of evolved or changed your attitude on long-term unemployment.
No, that's not true. I've always supported an extension of long-term on the unemployment extensions. And obviously with Jack Reed from Rhode Island, myself, working through Congress in the last couple of weeks trying to hammer together a deal to extend that. But that comment that you made was a quote that I was given another economist back in Washington, D.C. And that was the question he raised, and I just quoted that individual economist. But needless to say, unemployment insurance is important for people here in Nevada. And we know the statistics and the 17,000 Nevadans that have lost their health care. These are people that are actively looking for work. And I'm one who believes that if you lose your job and it's not your fault, you shouldn't have to lose your home also. So Jack Reed and I are working together, trying to hammer together a deal. It hasn't happened yet. And I think we have something, in fact, I think I have offered something really good that, for that matter, would add 3 months extension to it, would be paid for using the same pay for that the Democrats offered, and at the same time exempt Medicare and the hospitals and providers here in this area that cannot take any more cuts. If we want health care, we can't continue to make these cuts on these providers with Medicare. And also, it would put the COLA back in for the veterans. We have 300,000 veterans here in this state, and this would reinstate that COLA that was taken away from them during the budget. So it's a great package. If I can get the Democrats to come back to the table, I think we get something passed.
Oh, okay, but what is holding them back? Because one would think that the Democrats would be the ones leading the charge to get this done.
Well, let me assure you, they had press releases going out as soon as that first vote occurred that I actually got enough votes to continue on the legislation to move forward. And they had on their presses ready to say how bad, how Republicans don't like poor people, so on and so forth. And we stunned them. And the fact that it wasn't true. Now they're sending it laid out. Even though we're in the middle of negotiations, the Democratic Senatorial Committee wants this issue as a political issue. They don't want to pass the legislation. They just want to make it a political an issue that they can use to raise money. And that's a shame. And that's why I want to bring these Democrats back to the table. I'll tell you what, the number one hang-up for them, and this is a problem that they have, is that during the budget they cut the COLA for our veterans. These men and women who fought for our country, they reduced their COLAs, and I said that's not going to happen. And so I put that measure back in to reinstate their COLAs, and that was the big problem that the Democrats really had on the deal. They did not want to reinstate these COLAs to our veterans, these men and women that fought for this country, and that's a real shame.
Senator, I think we should note that COLA is cost of living adjustment for people who... Now, with veterans, that's a big issue with you, and we're going to talk later about it at the Reno Gazette Journal, but the key thing that I see with veterans in the VA is that the Reno office, Reno District Office of the Veterans Administration, has the longest wait times for a veteran to get a claim processed, longer than any other district office in Nevada.
Right.
Why is that? I guess it's a simplistic question to a complex answer.
And we're doing a lot of research on that, and we have some real ideas. Basically, to sum it up, we have probably about a 1940s process in the 21st century. And that's the real problem. Everything's paper-based. You know, you can handwrite on a napkin now and send that in. You've been able to do that since the 40s. But if you have a claim you want to send in, you can send it in on a napkin. It's slow. We're as bad as the state of New York. We're as bad as the state of Illinois. We're as bad as Los Angeles. But the fact is we're worse than all those areas. And it has to change. So, you know, I've been hammering on this.
Right,
and you've been
right.
watching those hearings in the Veterans Committee about how this has to change. So I'm committed to that and working with other senators on both sides of the aisle to see if we can make the necessary changes. But this has to improve. It can't be over 200
days. What
does
General Shinseki say to you?
We've had this conversation, and he has assured me that this is one of his top priorities. And they made some improvements. But the problem is every glitch makes it worse. Every glitch.
You know,
I don't want glitches. I want a process or a system that works for years to come.
You know what Bob Gates has been saying in all the interviews that he's been doing with his new book, that he got results when he started firing people.
Okay. That's not...
They're civil servants.
It's difficult to make changes, but I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed. If that's what it takes in order to serve our veterans, these men and women, I'm in. Give me the answers, the solid answers, and we're going to continue to research this. If that's one of the solutions, then we'll put that on the table.
Heads will roll. All right, let's take a break. More with U.S. Senator Dean Heller when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When kids are hungry, they're not thinking about math. They're thinking about food. That's why school breakfast and lunch programs like this one, funded by Barrick Gold, are so important. We have several students that they don't eat at home. They don't have food. These are the only meals that they'll eat today. But at least while they're here at school, they don't have to worry about being hungry. They can concentrate on learning. That makes a big difference. Huge difference.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in our network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
I spent a lot of time with my father out in the field, so I really felt it was important to introduce both of my children to hunting and fishing and the outdoors at an early age, and hopefully they would pick that up as they got older themselves.
Hunting just really offers aspects to life with family that you couldn't really reach anywhere else. I'm proud of it because I feel like I have knowledge that I can share with those around me, and it just really makes you excited and want to share those experiences as far as hunting with other people too.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. Wanted to get your thoughts on some comments from Senator Reid. He was doing a big media tour, and the Las Vegas Sun wrote this from Senator Reid. I miss John Anson. I had a wonderful relationship with John Anson. He and I didn't agree politically, but we had a wonderful relationship. He was a man of his word. We worked really well together on issues dealing with Nevada. I mean, here's this really right-wing Republican, and we did lots of good stuff on the environment. I was hoping that Dean would be the same. Maybe he'll be that way in the future. It's not that way now. How do you respond?
Well, did you get his latest quotes, you know, on unemployment insurance?
He praised you for what you did.
So we have our differences. We have a lot of political differences, but when it comes to working together on some of these issues that are important to Nevada, I mean, you have to ask him, you know, to define and go further into
those
particular
comments. So how come you guys
are
not getting together for the Nevada breakfasts?
It never worked out. It just never worked out. Busy schedules. It couldn't be consistent. See, I meet with everybody in my office, and I know it's tough for the majority leader to do that, but anybody that comes to that breakfast is coming to my office anyway. So I'd much rather spend one-on-one time with these individuals instead of a crowd in a single room where you can't get the one-on-one time with them. So I prefer meeting with people individually in my office.
How would you consider your relationship with Senator Reid? Is it a good relationship?
I think it's fine. I think Senator Reid would tell you the same thing. Again, we have vast political differences. We're on different ends of the spectrum, but we do come together when it comes to issues like immigration, comes issue of unemployment here in this state, Yucca Mountain. You can see the whole delegation coming together on some of these very, very important issues. Sage grouse is another important one. We just came together and we're taking some heat for a draft proposal to try to keep this bird from being listed. But we're working together, his staff, my staff, and together we're trying to keep this bird from being listed. It would just be devastating for the state.
Okay, go ahead. Here's another thing about Senator Reid that you and I have talked about football off the record, but Senator Reid has gone on the record recently calling for the Washington Redskins to change their name because he feels it's derogatory toward Native Americans. We have a large Native American population here in Nevada. What do you think about, do you agree with Senator Reid that the Washington Redskins should change their name?
I've not received any input from the Native American community here in Nevada, or for that matter back in Washington, D.C., as to what they should name their team. I'm going to leave that up to the Redskin organization themselves, and if they think it's necessary to make a change, I'll support whatever change they make.
Let's talk about medical marijuana in the state. Obviously, it's going forward. In Colorado and Washington, it's legal for recreation as well as for medical marijuana. But one of the big bugaboos over the years has been that because of the federal regulations, the FDA and other medical organizations have not been allowed to do research. Do you think that now is the time for the federal government to take another look at this and to actually allow medical units to go ahead and start testing this stuff before? Because this is going to spread across the country.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm not a supporter of small quantities of marijuana used for that function, but as far as medical marijuana is concerned, I've voiced my opinion on this, and so have all Nevadans. We had a ballot question, it did pass, and I support the position of the results of that particular ballot question. So that's not an issue for me, but as far as research and more study, of course.
There's going to have to be changes in Washington before that's allowed to go forward.
We'll see the legislation when it comes forward, but I think the research is necessary.
Anybody talking about it?
I haven't heard. I've heard very little. Obviously, this is a state-by-state thing, and I don't know. I heard something about the Seattle-Denver game being called the Pot Bowl between those two states. So, you know, I'm not one that would, again, encourage the use except for medical purposes.
Well, Senator, you mentioned the Super Bowl, so I got to ask you, this is state Department has warned Americans that are planning to head to the Sochi Olympic Games in Russia that they have to be very vigilant about security because of terrorist threats. Would you recommend to Nevadans that they go to Sochi to watch the Olympics, or is this do you think the terrorist threat is too large to go?
Well, the terrorist threat is real. let's be very clear. The terrorist threat is real, and I think you are taking a risk heading over to Russia for these Olympics. Now, I was watching recently on a newscast that families of athletes are now not going, heading over to Sochi, even though they've watched their child improve from a young age in whatever athletics venue that they're participating in. But families are now taking a second thought, and some are, in fact, choosing not to go over there. So I wouldn't, myself personally, I wouldn't send my family over there. But I think anybody who does choose to do there needs to be very, very careful and take this threat as a reality.
You know, I have to share the words of my father, who was heading to Israel, and I asked him if he was in his 80s at the time. I asked him if he was concerned about the threat of terrorism when he went to visit the family in Israel. And he said, "I'm not going to let a terrorist stop me from visiting right. my family, and I could get killed walking outside the front door here and being hit by a truck."
All right. Well, I've been to Israel myself with my wife, and she had real hesitations also about and saw the lifestyle of the people of Israel and what they had to go through day to day, and looked at the families and the concerns, and a whistle will go off, they got 45 seconds to gather their kids together and get them into a bomb shelter. She says, "I don't know if I could live that lifestyle. Life's very different in certain parts of the country, but I think it would do all Americans a lot of good to be very vigilant and very serious about the threats of terrorism around this country."
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you. Always a pleasure to have you back on the program.
Hey, thank you. Always good to be here.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why Marshall Realty?
Experience, results, and compassion is why we are number one. You get the most experienced team that is passionate about your results. Bottom line, we do truly care. Call me today and find out exactly why.
Moneymaker, Reno's longest-running casino-wide progressive jackpot. It starts at $20,000 and is guaranteed to hit by $50,000.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom-tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
There are a lot of sound, logical reasons to buy the Honda CR-V. The 5-star safety rating, the best-in-class fuel economy. But take one look inside and you'll have all the reasons you need. No wonder it outsells everything in its class.
Drive a new CR-V for as little as $239 a month.
Honda CR-V. Even the payment makes you feel comfortable.
See your Northern Nevada Honda dealer now. Why settle for less?
Why short sale now?
The Tax Forgiveness Act is the biggest benefit for homeowners ever. The Fresh Start program allows homeowners to buy a home after 1 year, and I will personally guarantee you full debt release or you never short sale, period.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next show, we'll have Ty Cobb.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.